The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh, God. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with I, Colin Geddes. Today I'm riding solo. It's early in the morning of a Tuesday. I've just fought with this fucking sound recorder for quite some time to try and get the fucking thing working. Now it's working, finally. I think it was just the battery was dead or something. And I've got no Mickey Bartlett, as in I've got no penis. Of course the phone's too close. Of course the phone's too close to everything. And Maureen can't be involved today because she's kind of sick. And her voice is all like, oh my god. Oh my god, fucking chucky. That's the way Maureen's voice is right now. What other shit have I to tell you before I play this goddamn intro? As usual, rate and review this podcast. If you've got the podcast app on your iPhone, which is the number one way you should be listening to this podcast, is, you can just scroll down on the old show thing. You know, you go to my page and it's like, oh yeah, here's all the available shows. And then about three scrolls down, there'd be like an option to rate it. Give it 5 stars or do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Rate it. Review it if you want. Just be like, yeah, 5 stars. This is lethal. I mean, it's rarely on time, but it's great. You know, he will launch into very opinionated stuff, having done no research whatsoever. Other than that, it's great and never on time. You know, reviews like that. Yeah, do all that shit, tell your friends about it, share it about, rate and review, that's all I ask of you. That, and also go to Lavery's tomorrow night, 7th of goddamn March, and then also the 21st of March. That's our 2 gigs this month. We might have one at the end of the month too, on a Friday, I'm not sure. And also big news, if you're a Barry the Blender fan, we've got new merchandise in stock. It will be going on the site today, so by the time you hear that, you should be able to buy a black Barry the Blender Team Blender t-shirt. Before they were sort of blue, like a sort of marled, is that how you say it? Like a heathery colour, like a blue sort of sweatsuit material. But now we've gone for the old school plain black, which actually goes quite well with most outfits, you know what I mean? So they'll be on sale by the time you listen to this, and that's fucking it. That's all I gotta tell you before we play this intro. Let's fucking play it. No, that's not the intro. What the fuck is wrong with me?
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Yeah, the best intro in the game. Welcome to the podcast, guys. It's been a while since I actually did a podcast by myself, so I kind of feel slightly self-conscious. You know, there is a slight element of I'm talking to myself here in a fucking room. Especially if there's someone else in the house. Like, Maureen is in the house. She's upstairs getting ready or something. But that makes me extra weird. Isn't that crazy? Like, she's been on the podcast like a million times. But for some reason, because I'm like talking to myself in a room right now, I feel weird, bro. It's weird, isn't it? Once you've been chatting to people for a wee while. At least Mickey's not here. We'll not delve into like porn noises straight away, for fuck's sake. What have I been up to this week? What's the actual general banter that's been going down? I'll tell you. Snow. It's been snowing. and it has ruined the lives of thousands of people in the island of Ireland. People cracking up all over the fucking goddamn place. I'll be honest with you, our car, not well equipped for snow. Not at all. Rear wheel drive, huh? Not great. Not great in the snow. I mean, Mickey pulled in his Focus and it was just plowing over the fucking snow. And ours just stays in one spot going brrrr. Kind of shite. But people were fucking cracking up big style. I don't know if it was as bad up here, this goddamn storm Emma. I feel like the real bad storms always have girl names, you know? I feel like the ones with the guys' names are like, yeah, whatever, fucked up a wee bit. They couldn't really be bothered finishing. The girl ones are like, I'm gonna fucking rack this place so warm. The place was at a standstill. Down south was pretty bad. I don't know what the crack was with all these fucking Brennan's bread jokes. People joking that the place was gonna fucking... I mean, great advertising for Brennan's, if anything. But I think people were literally free. I mean, it's so... How Irish is it to be like, Jesus Christ, what am I going to eat? What am I going to get fucking eaten if there's no bread? And you're like, everything else. But no, how could I possibly eat anything without 9 rounds of bread? I'm pretty sure Aaron told me that one time. Aaron McCallum was like, we would just have bread and butter with every meal. You know? Oh, what you got there? Fucking lasagna and chips? Do you want to be lovely with this? Oh, what a nice garlic ciabatta. Nah, just get me actual slice of white fucking Brennan's bread and butter. I mean, I'm not saying most meals would not be improved with buttered bread on the side, but it's kind of like, stop being such a fat cunt, you know? Don't be such a fat bastard. Even I know that's a fat bastard move. You know, you can't sit there and be like, oh, I've got a fucking roast dinner here. And also 4 slices of buttered bread. Doesn't make sense. It's like going... I mean, that's the type of shit you would have done hundreds of years ago when you're like, right, we're going to eat once. You know, like you go for your lunch break at 12 and you've already been working for 8 hours. You know, one of those ones. And then you're like, this is your one meal until you get home at 10 o'clock tonight. And you fucking... You're like, I'm going to eat this dinner, but then also calorie-wise, I'm going to put it like... the equivalent into me and bread also. That's probably what you had to do back in the day. But McCann's just going like, nah, I just fucking, you know, was just pulling the wire off myself till fucking 1 p.m. and then here's my Sunday dinner. Nice fucking, nice ham and turkey and roast potatoes and stuffing and a Yorkshire pudding and gravy and then 6 slices of buttered bread as well. You know, and then waddles back into his room. You know, resume wanking. I hope he's listening to this in LA, just like, you cunt. How dare you give away the secrets of the McCann family? But yeah, the bread was, I mean, Mickey's girlfriend, Louise, her dad apparently is a bread man. And he was making an absolute goddamn killing over that period of 2 or 3 days. He started to get real mean with it, you know. People are like, oh, come on now, we're desperate for bread. And he's like, you want bread, do you? It's going to cost you. People are paying $18.99 for a loaf of fucking Brennan's down south. Oh, Jesus, no, we're safe. No, we're safe. We could never have eaten... we could never have eaten our normal dinner without these 4 slices of bread beside it. I'm very excited. Amazing. Last Thursday, you know, I've been going to the personal trainer, and then Maureen has since joined the same personal trainer, and also her dad now goes to the same one. But because our car was basically useless in the snow, he's like, I'm going on Thursday night. I should say to the trainer, you know, do you want to go? So we headed in with him in the Range Rover, which literally couldn't be fucking budged in the snow. He was trying to get off work and said he was like driving around trying to get the car to skid and all. And he was like, nah, won't even do it. Them Range Rovers just drive themselves. You know, you're flying along, just take your hands off the wheel. And it's just like, don't worry. I'll never crash. Literally like blindfold yourself and put the foot down. And it's like, no, let me traverse this canyon. You're like, I'm trying to drive it into a wall. It's like, no, I'm going to flip on 2 wheels and go up the wall. Fuck you. That's the way Range Rovers talk, without a doubt. Yeah, we go to the gym, which was a fucking nightmare. Do you know when you're like, I was literally like making dinner and I was like, yeah, I'll make dinner. And then I'll fucking, you know, I'll eat dinner with four slices of bread. But like, just as that was happening, Maureen was like, oh, do you want to go to the gym? And I did that last minute, like, okay. And literally like turned all the fucking dinner off. And then just went to the gym and it was hectic. It was fucking hectic. Because our trainer, Jordan, started training Maureen. He's like, right, I'll do like a strength session with her. And then me and fucking Maureen's dad just had this list of fucking, you know, like CrossFit style workout where it's just like, here's eight things in a row that you have to get through. And it literally started, you had to do 1,000 meter row. And this was timed. They're like, oh yeah, we'll keep your time and we'll put another couple of fellas together at the weekend, see what time they get. And it was literally like, start off with 1,000 meters on the rower. And you're like, huh? Like, you want me to do all that other shit, but first show me to do 1,000 meters on a rower? The fuck's going on here? So anyway, did that. And then it was all just fucking shared activities. So it was like, oh yeah, you're doing like 100 of these between you. So you can do like 20, 20, 20, you know, you can share the reps. But it was all fucking like, ball slams and fucking, you know, what do you call that shit? It was all ball slams and fucking weird floor sweeper setup type things and squats and all that shit. But it was literally just like, yeah, just do fucking, do thousands of those. And then whatever time we got, and then we're fucked. It literally took 14 minutes, 19 seconds of like flat out work. And we were fucked. And then he's like, right, that's cool. Now we'll do the second part of it, which was like more, you know, like, oh, it's a certain amount of calories on the ski erg thing and the fucking assault bike and all that shit. And that was another timed thing. And it took about fucking 12 minutes. By this stage, we're literally like on the floor, disabled. That's a bad word to use. You know what I mean? We're like fucking just, you see, that was me trying not to say crippled. I can say crippled. When I'm talking about myself after using an assault bike. Kind of not. So we're like fucking just dead on the floor. And then we thought we were going. He's like, oh, we'll do one more thing. And I was like, I'm going to fucking burn this place down if you make me do anything else. He's like, yeah, no, it's just see how many like squats you can do in a minute. Like air squats. And that was not cool at all. What did I get? 56. That's probably not even that good. You're probably supposed to get like 60 or above. 56. Is that good? I don't know. Fuck it. But, yeah, it didn't feel good. And then I was angry. You know when I was angry? I was like, there was a point in time when I could have just went, nah, I'm not going to this bullshit. But instead I decided to go. And, did not feel great. Skipped to 40 seconds. So yeah, that's been my workout week. I also fucking, I also went on Saturday with the trainer, Jordan. He's like, oh, I'm doing a workout. Do you want to come in and join me? So I went in, and again, hellacious. You know, and he's sneaky. He's like, we're doing legs. So we're doing like all these fucking Bulgarian, whatever the fuck, squats or something, or dips or whatever they're called. And then walking up and down with the medicine, big heavy medicine ball, like doing like lunge type things, real slow lunges. And then just in the middle, he's like, oh, we'll do some box jumps. Bear in mind, I'm already fucked from the other night. Legs are absolutely on fire. And he's like, oh yeah, we're going to do some box jumps. And my legs are quaking at this point. And I did like 20 of them. And I was like, Jesus Christ, my legs are on fire. And then he goes to go again. And I was like, oh, we're going again. How many sets are we doing? And he goes, oh yeah, we're doing 100 each. And I was like, hold on a minute. What the fuck is going on here? You do this to the point where you can't feel your fucking, your legs anyway. You've done squats and fucking lunges and like single leg squat type things. And then you make me do 100 box jumps. And then after that, he's like, yeah, we'll do arms now that we've done our legs. So we did 100 box jumps, which like, probably doesn't seem that much. You know, he's like knocking them out. And I'm like, just remember, not only am I shorter than you by about 3 inches, but I'm also about twice your weight. So what you're witnessing right now is actually magic. Okay? It's magic. All right. So yeah, I've just been angry all fucking week. Going to jiu-jitsu today though, so that'll be a whole different type of fucking pain, no doubt. I'm sure just coming out being like, oh, now that my legs have healed up, everything else is fucking sore right now. For fuck shit. Box jumps. Isn't it funny, like, all the shit people do to work out, and you know, like, all those American sort of infomercial things where it's like, buy this Fitness X 5000 dick stretcher. And you buy all this equipment, and it's all just, it's all for fat cunts to be like, oh, I work out. But, you know, you don't really. You really don't work out. You just bought a pile of equipment. Everyone does it, you know. People do it before they go to the gym. You know, I'm going to join the gym. What do? They buy fucking, they buy like all the best gear, you know, sign up to like fucking Pure Gym or something, some high end gym. And then they just don't go. They've done all the steps, but they just don't go. When in actual fact, all you need to do is go like, oh, I'm going to find a wall that's about 2 feet high. And then just jump up and down on it 100 times. To the point where my fucking lungs are going to explode. It's crazy. It's crazy the shit you can do to yourself if you really made yourself do it. Like, just, if you're like, oh, I need a quick workout in a hotel room, just see how many squats you can do in a minute. And then do it like 3 times till you can't fucking walk. Isn't that crazy? Like, unless you're like super fit, this is how to fucking absolutely put your legs out of use. See how many times you can squat in a minute, three rounds. And you'll literally be like needing help off the fucking shitter. But people don't do that. They're like, I have to go get my fucking, all my leggings and get my trainers done. I got these Nike fucking whatever. They were £180. And I've got these breathable fucking Lycra bottoms and whatever. And I'm meeting up with fucking Stacey and we're going to go to the fucking gym. And blah de blah. And there's a whole song and dance around working out. And the whole process takes you 4 hours. Nah, bro. Nah, just fucking stand next to a little ledge and jump on it 100 times. And literally do nothing else. You know? See how many press-ups you can do in a minute. And you do that like 5 times. Dead. It's crazy. You know, find a hill and be like, how many times can I sprint to the top of this hill? And you'll probably find out 3. If you're probably not even. There's a hill out the back of our house, and in the summer sometimes I'll do like hill runs, and if you leave it like a full year without doing it, and you're like, right, I'm going to start it, and then you run up, you literally worry about your health. You're like, okay, this is what kills me. I'm going to try and run up this fucking hill, and it's going to fucking just kill me right now. It's crazy. But that's enough exciting gym talk. How's that? Are you feeling motivated? I'm not even motivated to fucking speak right now. We heard fucking by the way, after the gym on Saturday we went to see a play of Begley's called The Rat in the Skull or something, and it's kind of about like some fucking up the rat type guy who gets arrested in London under suspicion of being a wee bombing bastard. And my back. Jesus Christ, the only thing I could think the whole time it was going on was, how the fuck do they remember all this shit? You know? There's one of the characters in it. He's like a fucking... The guy's being questioned by like... It's quite an interesting play. It's like the guy's being questioned by these English cops. So it's all like, what were you doing on the fucking bloody blah? On the 5th of June, whatever the fuck it was. And then Begley's like, fuck up a fucking rah. And then they fly over from Northern Ireland like... A guy who's supposed to be from like Ballymena. So who's like a fucking prod from back home, who's interviewing this guy who's like supposed to be in the RA. But then there's this weird dynamic of, you know, I mean, it's a similar to a point I've made before where it's like, you know, back home everyone's fucking, I want to put this heater back on. I have to put a heater on in this wee office now because we put double doors in, and the double doors were where the radiator was, so now there's no radiator, so freezing. And also we're slowly but surely moving into our the garage office, which we're putting together, and it's gonna require some fucking heating too. Oh yeah, but anyway, so I'm watching this thing. Yeah, it's basically like, say they were at home, there'd be the fucking Republicans versus the fucking, you know, the fucking loyalist type setup going on. You know, and especially any of the sort of, you know, Protestant cops would be fucking fighting a bit out with, like, all these fucking up the rah types. But it's funny because they've got this weird dynamic when they're in London that they're kind of like, isn't it weird that we're in London now? Now we're kind of the same. Because the guy, the English cop, was giving him all sorts of fucking abuse. And then was giving the fuck, like Begley's character, who was supposed to be the, you know, the Republican bomber guy. Or whatever the fuck he was supposed to be doing. And, but then calling him all sorts of names. But then the fucking Ballymena prod cop was like, you fucking listen here, you cunt, yeah. You can't call him that. I can fucking call him it. You know what I mean? Don't you be calling fucking all the Fenians of the day. That's my fucking job. You fucking English cunt. You know? Which is actually quite funny. I've said that before. Like, if you took, like, I think I was talking about Willie Fraser at the time. You know? Who's like Mr. fucking prod. And I was like, you could be as fucking loyalist as you want and whatever and just love being an absolute Brit and then go over to London or something and they're like, who's this Paddy Cant? He's like, what do you fucking say, slobber? It's the best clip of all time, isn't it? You fucking say, slobber, you slobber. Let me see. See if I can get that. Willie Fraser. Slobber. There you go, first option.
Meow, meow.
On the today, what we got the band to do.
Where's Willie Fraser?
How
about you, Willie, son? You keep him well.
What do you say, you slobber?
That's actually Paddy McDonald's video. Didn't know that was a real thing. Willie Fraser beat up an old man with a stick. Is that real? Dude. Is it for real? People cannot fight, can they? So, fair play to Paddy McDonald. The first video comes up with Willie Fraser slobber as his video.
What do you say, you slobber?
Jesus, he took a pass.
What do you say, you slobber? It's funny because he's like, everyone fucking thinks he's a knobhead. Like, he's in the middle of a fucking orange march. And, it's like another fucking orange man in the car is like, you're a fucking spastic. And he's like, what did you say, fucking lover? Fucking outrageous. What the fuck was I supposed to be looking up there? I just thought it was a good point. You know, that they would be fighting a bit out at home, but now that they're both together in London, they're like, don't let this fucking English cunt slobber to you. Right, I'm going to play this. But yeah, it was a good play, and it was long as shit. By the way, long as a bastard. Now, I don't know whether it was long or it seemed long or I was just like, I'd been to the gym and done all that fucking leg stuff and was literally sitting on the seat, like, like shifting my weight on my arse cheeks. My arse was that sore. I was like, oh God. Just trying to fucking get comfortable. Fuck me. So rough. Oh yeah, it was literally like an hour and 20 minutes or something in a theater, which apparently their heating broke, so they had a space heater which runs on like paraffin or something, or like some old school gas, and it fucking stinks. So we're sitting there with almost like a sore head trying to watch this play, me shifting weight on my arse, and then an hour and 20 minutes, then it ended, and I was like, oh, it's really good. They're like, oh, this play will continue in 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, so that's one half. And then I got, do you know, we started to get like anxiety. I was like, I can't sit there for another hour and 20 minutes. Peppermint tea. By the way, we're back off the fucking coffee train. I'm going to Google this, right? I was talking to the personal trainer and he's like, Let me see. Why are some people ticklish? Why is that the first? Why are some people ticklish? Ticklish sounds like a race of people. The old ticklish. Why are some people sensitive? Sensitive to caffeine. Seven Reasons You're So Sensitive to Caffeine by Huffington Post. Fuck me. You don't consume that much of it. So they're trying to say, like, if you drink... people who don't consume caffeine regularly in moderate amounts tend to feel negative effects. This is some fucking bro science horseshit from HuffPost here. Your genetics are to blame. The reason so many people feel a boost after consuming caffeine isn't because it supplies that boost. Instead, it binds to the brain's adenosine receptors, which signal the body that it's time for rest when their number reaches a particular limit and allows naturally occurring stimulants like dopamine to function without restriction. The brain's sensitivity to caffeine can vary dramatically from person to person. The culprit lies in your medicine cabinet, according to certain antibiotics, asthma relief. Well, no. Do you suffer from anxiety disorder? Absolutely. If you already deal with anxiety disorder on a daily basis, high levels of caffeine, which likely to intensify your... Who can't read? Huh? Can caffeine help you read? According to Roland Griffiths, a professor, caffeine is the most widely used mood-altering drug in the world. I know shit, bro. Because of the psychoactive nature... promoting panic attacks, suffer from panic disorders and cause insomnia. Yeah, well, there you go. Your metabolism is on the slower side. An enzyme in the liver that helps the body metabolize caffeine can vary in quantity from person to person, affecting one's ability to handle caffeine comfortably. Those who produce less of this metabolizing enzyme then take longer to get... What? Those who produce less of this metabolizing enzyme then take longer to rid the body of it, leaving it the system longer and making its side effects feel more intense and prolonged. Conversely, those with a greater amount of caffeine metabolizing enzymes in their liver must consume more and more frequently to maintain its desired side effects. You have a Y chromosome. You're on the pill. Ah, that's why I don't like it. Fuck. I don't know. I heard someone say, my personal trainer was like, some people's fucking adrenal gland can fire pretty easily. And then some people's doesn't. And he's like, yours probably fires quite easily. And I was like, yeah, I do spend most of the time filled with adrenaline. So, I don't know. I really don't think I need it. Especially whenever I drink it. And it makes me initially it makes me tired. That shouldn't happen, I don't think. Like, I get tired once I drink coffee. And then I feel like it's a bit like when people take drugs and they go, that didn't work. And then I'll drink more. And then it'll all fucking hit me at once. And then I'll feel like very fucking itchy. If I'm using the coffee, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to the gym. Or I'm having like a long fucking... sort of day. I could probably drink coffee, but then I will crash at some stage. So I think I better just ignore it. So right now I've got fucking peppermint tea like a goddamn asshole. Today's podcast might be on the shorter side, by the way. It'll probably be about an hour because it took me a while to get this machine working and I also got to fucking go. Gonna go jiu-jitsu today. Haven't been since last Saturday or whatever it was. Excuse me. Oh my god, Dan. Leftist students walk out when a speaker says men and women are biologically different. This'll be great. Guess what she looks like? A fucking munter with like unicorn hair. Is that what they call it when it's like purple and pink and green and all that shit? Oh god. Shout out to Craig Simpson for sending me this. Shout out to Craig. You look like a Thunderbird. Respect. Let me hear what these fucking losers have to say. Portland, of course.
Heather, you are an evolutionary biologist. What can we take from what Helen said to help us make sense of James's memo?
James argues, accurately, that there are differences between men and women. This is a strange position to be in, to be arguing for something that is so universally and widely accepted within biology. What is not as widely accepted is that culture is also evolutionary, but I'm going to argue that biology and culture are both evolutionary. Let's look at differences between men and women that are explicitly anatomical and physiological. Are men taller than women on average? Does anyone take offense at that fact? Are you irritated?
There's always a stand-up.
So I would say, you could be irritated by it. You could be irritated by the fact that women have to be the ones to gestate and lactate. You could be irritated by a lot of truths. But taking offense...
So this fucking scientist is... This... Fuck. Do you know what? You're allowed to fucking... You're allowed to feel however you feel, right? You're allowed to think that there's no difference in whatever. But then there's certain things wander into, like, just straight up fact. Do you know what I mean? And of course the person walking out here, you know, is sort of androgynous with fucking pink, with green hair.
Is a response that is rejection of reality. So,
oh God.
Rejection of reality. So men and women are different on height. They're different on muscle mass. They're different on where fat is deposited on our bodies, right? Our brains are also different. So there are some binaries. Oh, wow.
Security!
Like, this is so funny that, like, you know, you think you're being some sort of activist, and you're like, no, you're being a fucking cunt. So, like, they're like, oh, well, I'm so offended by this that, like, you would suggest that men and women are in any way different. Gets up, trashes the place. Are you fucking mental? What, you're going to be, just because a fucking scientist is like, yeah, men and women are different physiologically. You got a cock, you got a fanny, you got tits. She's like, muscle mass is different. I mean, this is how fucking stupid some of these people are. Like, whenever, I mean, I think Joe Rogan's talked about this about 100 times, but whenever there was that MMA fighter who was a fucking dude most of his life and then decided to be a girl and then was fighting women's MMA and beating the shit out of people, and you're like, why was that happening? It was because the fucking life that you led as a man means that your bones are thicker, you got more muscle mass. Apparently men's reaction times physically are something like, you know, is it like 10% or 20% better than a girl's? Naturally, the reaction speed is quicker. Whether that's like just primal, that's come from fucking years and years ago when you were out fucking stabbing shit. But generally speaking, I mean, of course there's fucking percentages of people, you're not going to point at some big fat cunt and be like, you tell me his reaction speed's quicker than this professional tennis player? Not at all. But generally speaking, you know? And I don't know why these cunts think they have the right to, like, trash the place.
This is what happens. Oh, did they shut off the volume? Can you hear?
Look at the guy, like, nudging the guy, like, trying to start a fight. It'd be funny, wouldn't it be funny if, like some dude, big dude, just, like, took the girl down and sat on her chest and punched her head in until she was in a coma, and then went, oh yeah, check out the no difference in our physiology. You know, like if they went to court and they were like, no, that was a fair fight. That was a fair fight. Because old fucking purple hair over here thinks that there's no physical difference between men and female. So it's kind of a fair fight, isn't it? We're just two genderless beings having a fight. Just so happens I have a cock and I'm 8 stone heavier. But, you know, what can you do?
Everybody here?
He's a piece of shit. That is not okay. Even the women in there have been brainwashed.
Should not listen.
The women in there have been brainwashed. What?
into fascism. It should not be tolerated in civil society. Nazis are not welcome in civil society.
What the fuck are you doing then? Do you what are you saying and doing? You know, Nazis aren't allowed. What are you doing? You're fucking like laying down these sort of like rules. These fucking like.
Fuck the police! Cover the people!
Thank you.
Part of the people. Go ahead home and dye your fucking armpit hair. Look at this mess.
All right, well, we're going to raise our voices. The conversation's going to go on.
Yeah, up the fucking science. I mean, the last one I heard, there's a comedian called Sophie Hagen, right? And I don't know. I'd heard the name, but I didn't really fucking... I didn't really pay much attention. But then I seen another comedian giving off about her. Like, I think he'd retweeted her tweet or something. And she was like... she's like... She was talking about a cancer research poster, which says... cancer is caused by... or something. And then there was like... It says O, and then it's like B, you know, dash, S, dash, dash, Y. And it's as if you're going like... You're playing like Hangman. Is it? I don't know if that's the fucking joke they're trying to go for. But they're basically going, yeah, obesity is a massive contributor to like cancer. And she's like, you know, this is... Are we going to take this shit? Are we going to fucking sue like cancer research for saying that fat people are more like susceptible to getting cancer or something? And you're like, it would be hilarious if you just fucking got cancer, wouldn't it? Here's some other fat bitch talking about it. Let me see.
And today we're talking about Cancer Research UK. These people have made an amazing ad campaign that is going on right now here in the UK. It's split on two sides. On the one side, it actually promotes the walk all over cancer.
I mean, without fucking judging people, which I'm going to judge. It's just like, there is such a fucking stereotype when it comes to this. Oh, you can't be fat shaming. Anyway, I think this girl, Sophie Hagen, was like, oh yeah, we fucking need to sue these ones for claiming that obesity causes cancer or not. And you're like, she's one of these like, oh, I'm fat and I'm pro-fat and I'm body positive and I love my body and you have no right to tell me that I'm not beautiful and all this shit. And you're like, beauty aside, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's someone that's going to fucking ride you at the end of the day. Because, you know, if you're talking about like equality and fucking things like that, you know, girls don't have to fucking try that hard to get rid. Do you know? You can be an absolute bucket of bollocks like she is. And someone's still going to dump one on you. You know what I'm saying? If they can find the right fold. But to be actually like, on from a science point of view, you're like, no, it's not cool. It's not cool to be that fat. I'm a fat cunt and I know that. Do you know what I'm saying? I work out a lot, but I also eat a lot and drink a lot. You know, I feel like in the next 6 weeks, really should try and fucking bring that in a wee bit. You know, try and get some sort of actual eating plan on the go instead of fucking... just eating whatever the fuck I want and then doing quite well in the gym, but being like, oh, well, my body's not changing at all, other than my bench press has almost fucking doubled, you know? But there is a point where you're like, yeah, you know, being a big, fat, unhealthy cunt, constantly inflamed with a shit fucking diet, I mean, I'm literally describing myself, all of that shit, without a doubt, contributes to fucking cancer. Do you know what I'm saying? There's the odd fucking case where you're like a fucking Lance Armstrong or some shit. Did he get testicular cancer? I mean, was it just his ball bag rubbing together while he was on a bike? I don't know. But anyway, Sophie Hague, I mean, she's well known for just saying sort of illogical shit like that. I'm going to play a clip for stand-up. This one's called 9 Things I Really Want to Say. Which, I listened to this before, and there's certain bits where it's like, you know, there's always the... See with that sort of left? I mean, they always go on about fascists and Nazis and all, but their game is literally like, oh no, I'm going to say, because I'm a fucking quote unquote some sort of minority, you know, being a female who's not from the country she's in, who's fat, who is fucking body positive, who's all this other shit. They kind of got that thing where they're like, oh, I get to say whatever I want because I'm fucking leftist liberal. But guess what? You don't even get to say anything. You don't even have the right to engage in conversation with me. I can say whatever I want, and here's a list of words you're not even allowed to fucking utter.
Yes, it might be annoying sitting next to me on a plane. If I could design the plane, I would make my seat bigger and place your seat on the wing, you entitled piece of shit.
So she's like, yeah, you're an entitled piece of shit. Because it's uncomfortable sitting beside you because you're a fat fuck.
Fat does not necessarily equal unhealthy, nor...
Yeah, it does. Okay? Yeah, it does. Do you know what I mean? Fat doesn't mean unhealthy.
Nor does skinny necessarily equal healthy. If you disagree, I literally do not give a fuck. This is not a discussion. I am right and you are wrong. Three.
Like, who says that? This is not a discussion. I'm just saying a thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm a fat comedian. I'm a fat fuck comedian who's giving out fucking advice about health. I mean, it literally sounds like me. But, like, do you know what I'm saying? Just like, if you're saying that fat means unhealthy, it's the same. What the fuck, bro? What the fuck? It's the same as saying it doesn't mean skinny's healthy. Well, of course not. Of course not, but there's fucking, I mean, the thing is, like, you could be, you know, fuck me, speaking of unhealthy, I'm choking to death here, but it's like, I mean, what is it, every pound of fat has whatever amount of miles of, like, capillaries around it, which your heart has to fucking force. I mean, this is literally scaring me into fucking anorexia right now, talking about this, but, like, yeah, being fat isn't healthy. It's just not healthy. Your heart's working harder. Your body's heavier. There's more strain in your joints, which are probably going to be more inflamed, and then you get a lot. Do you know what I mean? It's not healthy. And to be a fucking, just fucking comedian like this, oh, well, this is not a discussion. You just have to sit there and shut up while I talk bollocks. I do it on a fucking weekly basis. But the thing is, so you can say whatever the fuck you want back. You know? This isn't really a discussion either. This is me just talking shit. But I'm not claiming to be like, just shut your face and don't fucking speak. Just let me sit here like a wee fat prince talking about how it's fine to be a fat cunt. I'm sure if you were in a fucking morgue and you were like, let's line up the bodies, you know, of people who've died under the age of 50, I'd say most of them are not in great shape. Do you know? You're not going to, like, pull all the drawers out in the morgue and it's just, they've all, like, fucking six packs and shit. Nah, bro. Let me see what the rest of this fucking wizard has to say here.
I am beautiful. Beauty.
Wrong.
Is subjective. If you think being fat.
I am beautiful. You're, like, beautiful to whoever's bucking you or whatever, but, like, you know, throw yourself in the mix beside someone who's actually beautiful. You know? Do you ever do that? Do you ever fucking know some people where you're like, well, if we were in caveman times, there would be no fanny left for anybody. Do you know what I'm saying? It happens with girls, too. We're just like, oh, look at her. Hey, girls, guess what? These are all pieces of shit compared to her. How about that? I mean, there's plenty of people, you know, you'll see like that and you go, fuck me, they're so hot. And then they speak and you're like, oh, brain dead. Absolutely brain dead. But, yeah, there's no doubt there's people way more fucking beautiful than other people. And she looks like a fucking, her body looks like a pug's neck, you know, just rolls of tits.
Is objectively unattractive. You have not understood the basics of capitalism. You are a sheep. If you think being fat is objectively unattractive, you are exactly the kind of fuck knuckle whose opinion does not matter.
Exactly the type of fuck knuckle whose opinion does not matter. Get to the chapel.
kind of fucknuggle whose opinion does not matter.
I heard that before.
Positively unattractive. You are exactly the kind of fucknuggle whose opinion does not matter.
I mean, it's just it's people fucking like. It's just like. The rejection of reality, like your other woman said. You know, you take your girl, fucking Ashley Graham or whatever, right? Is she beautiful? Yes. Would she get rid? Relentlessly. You know? Could she lose weight? Yeah. You know? That's the fucking reality. Like, is she hot as fuck? Of course. You know? But you're like, you know, she's this plus size model, or you know what? What's the fuck, you know, there is that thing of like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but it's like, yeah, could she lose weight and be more in shape? Yeah. And then turn into like some sort of fucking fitness model? Absolutely. Would she be quote unquote hot enough to be like a regular fucking supermodel? Like, well, in Victoria's Secret, I know she's done Victoria's Secret type stuff, but like, could she get into that shape? She probably could. Could she be fucked? No. Would she be as beautiful as the rest of them, quote unquote? To some people, like, I'd probably rather bang her than some skinny model, to be fair, if we're talking banging, which is mainly what the whole world is about. But the reality is, you know, if she hit the fucking quinoa and worked out like a psychopath, could she be in better shape? Yeah. Is she fine the way she is? Yeah, she's, yeah, absolutely. But there is that thing of just, it's like, you know, I know one of the questions that someone sent me was like, how long have you been going to the gym? Much weight have you lost? And I'm like, none. I actually think I've put on weight. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm eating like a fucking bodybuilder on a week off. And I'm like, I've probably put on weight. But kind of look in better shape, which is fucked up. But there is just a fucking, I don't know, I feel like people are just, that's a great phrase actually, rejection of reality. That's all it is. You know, you're just not being honest with yourselves, guys. I don't fucking know. Many minutes have we done? 46. Let's hit some questions here. I mean, I really should try and write some stuff out and think it out in a certain way, but I just can't be held. Let me see. I mean, I'm addicted to watching her set now. It's weird. It's just like a wee, like, you can almost just, I don't know, just like, man, I'm gonna fucking say whatever I want, no one can say anything, and just gravy run down her face.
This is very important. Just because you have access to the internet and you have an online profile, or if you're a specifically tedious garbage human, an anonymous online profile, and just because you can leave comments, it doesn't mean that your voice has value. I will not listen, I will sit, and I will laugh in my glorious fat body that I love, and I will laugh at the fact that you think that your opinion about my body should be heard. 5.
By the way, I see these alt-room fucking shitholes. Like, people don't laugh like a regular burst of laughter, like in a comedy club. They all go like, I get that. I get that. You know? I'm going to see a play. Not that I would make it, that's twice I've mentioned plays, but these are literally the two plays I've ever seen. I went to see one in London, and it was shortly after those fucking bombs that were in London, a few years after, and the play was called, like, The Time We Knew Nothing of Each Other, or so, The Hour We Knew Nothing of Each Other, or some bullshit. And it was in the, was it that National Theatre thing? And it's, like, fucking, it was silent. It was all mime and shit. There was no words in it. People come out and react. It literally was like Planet of the Apes. They're like, reaction. Which is so wank. Like, fuck theatre and drama. Suck my dick. But they're all like, and then someone would do something mildly slapstick and people would be like, you know? And whoever got the last fucking just squawk of laughter in there, like, people are like battling it out. And they're basically going, I get it more than you. I'm well versed in the art of mime. I get it. And the whole place stank of fish. And I was like, this is worse than fucking watching beheadings online. This is shit. I hate all that. Is it a wonder, like, comedy and fucking music are the only things that fucking have any commercial value? Do you know what I mean? Well, saying that, go try and buy tickets to a fucking, like, West End show in London. But even that's a load of wank, you know what I mean? I mean, if you go watch comedy, if it's good comedy or if it's good music, you kind of get something back. There's, like, an exchange there. Theatre's like, do you want the privilege of coming in to watch us indulge in this wank? You know? Wicked? Huh? What a load of bollocks that was. Oh, Colin, you're supposed to have seen fucking... What's the actual movie now? I forget. Wizard of Oz? I was like, nah, I'm not going to watch that shit. You're supposed to have seen that before you see this. Makes more sense.
I can wear whatever I want. Tubes.
Except skinny jeans.
Horizontal stripes, leggings as trousers, yes. Crop tops, high heels, maxi dresses, colors, paisley, leopard print shorts, and really short shorts, baggy clothes, tight clothes, and nothing. Six.
Woo! Ow!
Ooh. Hey!
I would put money on the fact that everyone in that audience looks like her.
In your movies, as the lead, in your sitcoms, as the sexy Rachel, not as the fat, laughable Monica. Put us in your adverts as anything but the before photo. Put us in your musicals. Cast us as Eponine Zenadier, Christine Daae, and Angelica Schuyler. Put us in your music videos. Let us grind on Justin. We exist. Seven. If you look at me and feel better about yourself, I'm glad you now feel better, but I'm sad that you needed to. Eight. Hey, you know who you are. You stood on stage, you made jokes about how fat women were gross and how they couldn't get laid before 3 a.m. and not unless you were drunk. I just want to say, I'm sorry I never texted you back.
Did you hear that laugh? I feel like if we're doing stand-up about being fat, like... which is probably most of hers and most of mine, is like, it's like, it's just like, it's gotta be self-deprecating. It can't be, I'm fat and lethal. Anyway, I am fucking exhausted. Let's watch this baby. This is more exciting.
No.
They're giving the baby wasabi. It's so cute.
Wasabi.
Do you want
first of all,
try it?
First of all, I couldn't say my own name until I was about 8, and this kid's like, wasabi? I want sushi. Let's go to Wagamama.
No.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Do you want
to
try?
Fuck me. It's funny how cute this baby is, but like also so how concerned it looks. Wasabi? Maybe it's doing a Japanese accent. Racist baby cunt.
Do you want to try it?
Wasabi.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Do you want to try it? Smell it. Smell it first.
Wasabi's rough, too. Oh, don't give the baby wasabi. Look at his face. That is the cutest of all time. Help!
Help!
That's me with every hangover I've ever had.
Help!
That's fucking... That's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. Help! That's Isophany. What about Sophie Hagen? 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 I don't know, which one is it? Depends which way you say it. Sounds like she's from here. Sophie Hagen. Hagen? Hagen-Dazs? Sophie Hagen? Hagen? Oh my god. I mean, I'm going to have to do this research on my own. There's no way you could sit through me watching videos of her. I am fat and beautiful and everything you say is absolute horseshit. And you're like, Muntbox. What's your opinion on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And do you think... you or any of the squad would do well in that off-the-cuff improv game style stuff. It's alright, like, but I mean, you'd be very surprised how much improv comedy isn't improv at all. You know? Yeah, I'm sure we definitely could do it. Mickey could certainly do it. I would say most of us could fucking do okay in it, yeah. Improv's weird though. It's hard to really get going with improv, you know. As in, like, career wise, you know, there's not a lot of fucking improv dudes on Live at the Apollo, like, is there? What the fuck does Bird in the Hand worth two in the bush mean? I don't fucking know. Let's look it up. This is good material, isn't it? Jesus Christ, see when you turn that heater off in here. Freezing. Bird in the Hand. Oh yeah, that's wank now. Origin. The 16th century proverb is one of the oldest and best known in English. It warns against taking unnecessary risks. It's better to keep what you have, a bird, than to risk getting more and ending up with nothing. Two birds out of your reach. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Okay, I get it. Is it like a... So you could apply that to betting, you know, like Alan Irwin, who we talked about last week, who lost all his money in the fucking football. But at one stage he was up like 175 quid and then it went down to like 30 or something. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you're better to take that money than to just... Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means. What hair products do you use? That's a funny joke. I ain't got no hair. It's funny because I literally wouldn't take hair even if it was available at this point. Couldn't even be hold. I really wish I could just shave my head once and it stayed that sort of tight and shaved forever. What hair products do you use? Bastard. What do you want people to remember you for? Jesus Christ, Leo Kelly. That's some dark shit, bro. Before you die, Colin, what... Before you die this week, what would you like people to remember you for? I don't really give a fuck, like, you know what I mean? What difference does it make if you just died and not a word was... I would prefer that. If I died, I'd just say to all my family, I'd be like, do you know what? Just don't even make a big deal of it. Don't even have a funeral. You know, don't even have any sort of remembrance / celebration. Just be like, well, we've dipped him in a tub, in a tank full of piranhas and they ate the fuck out of him. And now he's gone, so let's move on. You know, even in death, I'd be like, I don't want to inconvenience people. I don't want to fucking have to make you, like, go buy a fucking new pair of black shoes to go with your shitty suit. No, just fucking don't in the fucking sea. Who gives a shit? What's the best achievement you've done in your hoodlum as fuck days? I don't know what the what hoodlum days are. Oh, hold on a minute. What do you want people to remember me for? Probably for being funny. You know, it'd be weird if I died and they were like, he was a great table tennis player. Good comedian too. Nah, not really. Good at cooking. Great table tennis player. But do you remember he made all those videos? Yeah, shite though, but great cook, great tennis player, and lovely shiny head. Best achievement you've done? I don't know. I don't really think like that. I wish I did, because, you know, you'd be able to really milk shit. You know, like, oh, I've got a big show coming up, it's sold out, no, this is a big achievement. No, it's not really. It's just a fucking gig, like, isn't it? It's just progression. A little bit, you know what I mean? You go a wee bit up the ladder, that's it. Achievement, like, I don't know. Nothing ends, though. You know, like, an achievement feels like, yeah, that's that completed. Nah, I never have to go back to that area of my life. Nah. That fuck... Fuck achievements. You should be achieving shit all the time. You know, achievement should be a habit. How about that? Put that in your fucking memes, Tony Robbins, you fucking giant-headed cunt. Or Gary Vee. Why does he have to start every sentence like that? Meh. What about Aaron meeting Gary Vee in LA? And Gary Vee looked like he could live on top of Aaron's head. Any London gigs on the cards from Curtis? I might book some. I've done the Museum of Comedy twice this year. Fuck my arse. But I might maybe do the Soho Theatre, see how many seats it has. Get it booked. Can you actually grow hair? Nah, not... Well, yeah, but I would look bald, like. I'm just curious. Love you, man. A lot of hair questions today. I could probably grow a bit, like, but it's way better shaved. Also, I just don't care about it. What was the name of the restaurant you and Maureen went to? Steak place with the bone marrow dressing. It was called the Boulin Ram in Belfast. Major achievement on my part. Basically, because I'd done some Snapchat stories while we were there. By the way, Boulin Ram owe me fucking a free meal now. The amount of fucking people I've told about this goddamn restaurant. People asking me, where was that now? So I basically did a Snapchat story, and then there's a chef in there who took a photo, who took a screenshot of that and put it side by side with his photo, like, and said something like, here's the big steak, big Sharon steak for Barry the Blender Henderson, and like, we, you know, muscle emoji. But then, and then I think he followed me and I followed him back, just because it's good to follow chefs, you know what I mean? Put up nice photos of meat, bro. And then I was cooking some pork last night. I bought like a pork fillet. And usually I just cook it in its full form, but I cut it in like little discs and put it in the pan there with fucking, what do you call it? Just like honey and soy sauce, and then some mixed chili garlic fucking concoction. So it was kind of tasted like Chinesey, but I put up a picture of that and put it on Instagram, and then he put like a wee emoji under it, like a wee drool face, and I was like, see, even the chef knows, you know, the Guinness is dropping pure fire in the kitchen. Got that sticky fucking Chinese pork. That's Maureen's favourite noise, by the way. If you mention any sort of chocolate, she'll jokingly go like she's drooling. It's very funny. She's a disgusting little piglet. When does the podcast go live? Ah, ha 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 ha. Whenever it's done, bro. How much weight have you lost? How much weight have you lost since starting the gym, and how often do you train? I train about 3 or 4 times a week. It's supposed to be 3, but then sometimes this weather will go in on a Saturday with the trainer. Also, what do you think of Aaron McCann getting into the Oscars after party? I know it's pretty wild shit. I wonder, did he fucking snap most of it, or did he film anything or any of that shit? Yeah, Aaron McCann is like having an actual leprechaun with you. He's so fucking lucky. You know what I mean? He just walk into any circumstance and come out on top. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I just met, blah, blah, just went in there. Oh my god, I'm at the Oscars. Oh, fucking couldn't get into a gig in LA. Then all of a sudden the manager of the band comes out that knows me because I fucking fanboyed them so much, brings me in with a suitcase, and then I'm standing beside fucking Kendall Jenner. And you're like, what? Yesterday you were in your ma's house eating a fucking lasagna and 8 slices of Brennan's bread. That's a callback. It's called comedy. How much weight have I lost? I don't know. I literally haven't weighed myself. I feel like my body has changed a little bit. Like, my upper body probably looks a bit different. I definitely feel a lot tighter around my fucking, like, sort of sides. You know what I mean? The gut's still there, but I think it's smaller. And then, like, you know, you can see a bit of definition from the old flanks there when you're looking in the mirror. You know, the shoulders and tits are feeling tight. The lats are coming in. I think I'm changing it, but I really just haven't focused on the eating. I really need to bring the eating, tighten it up a bit since this wedding's coming up. But I said to Maureen, this is what I'm like with everything. When the fucking shit hits the fucking windmill, that's when I turn it on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got the Ulster Hall? Have you written your set yet? Nah, bro, it's in a week. Then I get to that day and I'm like, I'm gonna leave myself some time. I'll write my set. Go to write a set. Nah, when do I write my set? While Woodsy was on. You know? Woodsy was on stage and I was still writing a fucking set. What's your best alcohol drink for getting you drunk quickly and won't have you dying on your hole the next day? Well, that's fairly impossible, like, but... spirits, probably. You know what I mean? If you're wanting to get drunk... That was the weirdest burp I've ever done. It tasted like alcohol-y because it's kind of pepperminty. I don't know. They say gin's good. You know, gin and tonic. What did Shane say? He drinks gin and lemonade. Gin's fucking rotten. I don't know, just... Yeah, just some sort of clear liquor. Or whiskey, if you just drink fucking whiskey with ice in it. Get you fairly fucked up. Country most like to live in. Country most like to live in. I don't know. I always like the idea of not really living in one place at all. Not like a wild fucking traveller, but just like, fucking traveller! I mean, just like, I'd like to be one of those people who's like, oh yeah, we've got our fucking house here, and then we've got a fucking thing somewhere else, and then we've got an apartment somewhere else. You know, I like that idea. You know, ideally you'd want to go like New York, fucking, and then have somewhere like fucking Thailand or something. And then somewhere at home. Let's talk about all the shite drivers when we get snow. I mean, yeah, the problem is when the snow comes down, people are like, nah, it's not that bad. And they just head out anyway. And they're like, oh yeah, this doesn't work at all. Do you ever find it hard doing stand-up if you've had a shite? Imagine that sentence just ended there. From S. McKee. Do you ever find it hard doing stand-up if you've had a shite? If you've had a shite day or you're pissed. No, I don't think that ever affects me. The worst thing for me is tiredness as I yawn. See, if I've had a really fucking long day and am I doing shit and filming something and editing and meetings and all that wank, and then have to do like laveries, that's the one gets me. Because you're sitting at the back just absolutely knackered and it fucks you up. Connor SRI, what did you think of Bunsen Burger? Also the St. Patrick's Day gig. The St. Patrick's Day gig isn't happening, unfortunately, because I think we're just up against too much. So we had to cancel it, sadly. But I'm going to try and do something big on my own. What did you think of Bunsen Burger? I thought it was very good. The argument that was being discussed was, what do you like better, Five Guys or that? And if I'm being totally honest, I think I would still pick Five Guys, unfortunately. The Bunsen Burger is like, the meat's great, and you can get it like medium rare, which is always good. You know it's good meat if they can do it medium rare. It's got the pickles, it's got the fucking... It seems that whatever cheese they put on it seems to be, I don't know what sort of cheese it is, but it seems like it's, they put the cheese on it and it all melts away. And I don't know whether it's like squirty cheese or it's like whatever. But I feel like this is such fat cunt chat right now, isn't it? But I think the Five Guys is like more like a standard, oh look at that car, ooh. More like a standard fucking American style trash burger. You know what I mean? There's no point in trying to fancy up a burger. It's shite you're eating, like, you know what I mean? But I like the fact that they'll use that plasticky cheese in a Five Guys and it all molds into the fucking tinfoil. And I like loads of pickles. I like you can get bacon on a Five Guys, that crispy bacon. I just think a Five Guys better. But don't get me wrong. It's like going, what's, you know, do you like this bit of pizza better or this bit of pizza? You're like, it's kind of prefer that one, but I'm still going to eat the fucking both of them. Jesus Christ. 6:10 in the morning, I would legit eat a burger right now. What obscure country do you want to perform in? I'll perform anywhere as long as there's a crowd, bro. How the fuck did Iron Fighter get released 8 years ago? I know, it's fucking frightening. And we still fucking killing it. Suck my titties. Bigger than ever. You know what I'm saying? Literally bigger than ever. Those videos, because these people talk about, oh, do you not make Iron Fighter anymore? And you're like, listen, you know, all those Iron Fighters got about fucking 8 million hits on YouTube. Fuck knows how many millions like the Daily Blends have got. I don't even know if you can fucking look that up. I'm not going to go into it now, but like, fuck me, it must be like, at this point, I don't know, videos? Is there like a combined video number? But it's the Five Banner stuff's probably never been bigger. I don't think Video Insights. You know, with all the other stuff, this podcast and fucking Snapchats and all sorts of stupid shit, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do a fucking, you know, Ulster Hall or something 8 years ago. Holy fuck. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild shit. Sorry, I've never really looked at this. I mean, this shows how much I know about fucking social media. Minutes. Minutes viewed of my videos from the 27th of February to the 5th of March. 398,000. Isn't that crazy? Think about, like, I don't even know what that adds up to in years. Someone can do the fucking math on that and send it to me. Figure out how many days 498,104 minutes. Figure out what that is in days, and that's how much days worth of stuff people have watched in the last week. That's pretty crazy. Anyway, this has turned into some sort of Gary Vee social media breakdown. I gotta get the motherfuck, as I die, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Oh, this is embarrassing. There's a couple that got married and they're gonna like pretend to do jiu-jitsu. Oh no, they're doing jiu-jitsu with each other in like wedding dresses and shit. She just bust hers open. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I bet you everyone's like, what the fuck are these assholes doing? And he's beating the shit out of her, day. Anyway, what song should we end on? What song have I been listening to the last week? What's been really killing it? This is so boring to listen to. I'll play a bit of a tune. Play a bit of a tune here. Play a fucking tune here, bro. Let me just find out the fucking name of this goddamn piece of shit. Oh, God. Let's look this up. I've completely lost my mind this week. Imagine me being a radio DJ. Up next is a song that I'm going to Google and take me 3 minutes to click. And then we'll be ready to go. Anyway, make sure to get yourself one of the Black by the Blender t-shirts. They're going to be out by the time you listen to this shit. If you can listen to it today, make sure you go to Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow, the 7th. And then we're back on the 21st of March. You get me? Rate and review, please. Please, it means a lot. Also, maybe send me a DM or an Instagram or a tweet or a fucking Snapchat or whatever. And let me know what you think of this Patreon thing. Patreon. It's obviously like a service where people pay a little bit of money every month to a person. Someone like me who does podcasts, puts out content. And it's a very small amount, you know. But I think it's in exchange for extra content or extra material. And it means that, like, I think the thing behind it is, if it's someone like me who's doing a podcast, and then they've got a lot of listeners who not rely on it, but they expect it on a certain date. But what happens is, you know, I'll have other jobs on. I'll go, right, well, I've got to go do this, and it pays more money, and I can't do, you know, I can put the podcast off because I'm doing it for fun, basically. But I think if it's just that thing, would people pay fucking £2 or £3 a month for the podcast? And it's optional, you don't have to do it, which obviously most people aren't going to fucking do it, but would you do that for more regular content, maybe 2 podcasts a week? Video podcast going on fucking on the internet, all that shit. Would you be up for that? Is the question. Let me know your general thoughts on it. But it means you could actually, you know, doing a podcast would actually become a job. Which means you can't really sort of miss your job, can you? You can't really turn up and say, like, oh, Kimmy Arse doing it. You gotta fucking put it out because these people are paying for it. So let me know what you think. I always feel bad about fucking, I feel bad just going like, give me all your money. Especially with behaviour like that. Fuck's sake. And I see you next week. I'm ill.
Spot, kick latch off, still rap white, that ash raw, that uncut, that sushi, I'm 2G, that's Gucci, I'm bossed up, they washed up, hey, day that kush I cough up, buy all cash, we don't rent out, I'm ill, swag in a penthouse, been a convict, ex-Acon, had blocks locked, ex-Avon, that's real talk, what's up B-Mo, bad boy, got Diddy on the T-Mo, I'm ill, make it look simple, DJ bring it back like a rental, drinks don't stop, we party all night, and everywhere I go, I let it go like,
I'm ill, 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 I'm ill,
what else, low so,
I'm ill,
ill, in case you ain't know, so, it's all, if my name was Willis, they'd probably call me Will. But I'm the illest, so that's why they call me ill. Ill. You niggas disgust me, and they ain't talking about shit unless they discuss me. Funeral fam, yeah, I'm in the building, y'all. All black on, and I be killing y'all. So, the name speak for itself. You had a loser plus a lame, it'll equal yourself. Live from Bedford, Stuyvesant, the livest one. Still on my grizzly, no Iverson. You ain't a gangster, you an off-duty cop. With your fake ass, they should call you booty shot. Yankee game, better seats than Rudy got. Fruity pot, has me with the eyes, Matt Sui got. That nigga, that you are not. Bent out on your head's the best tattoo you got.
I'm ill, 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 I'm ill,
what else?
I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill, I'm ill.
They trash, and I'm ill. I'm too hot, how the fuck I'm gonna chill? Lay back, Maybach, backseat.